We are recording from the ashram of our revered guru, Pujya Atman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Today is August 29th, 2015, Saturday evening, and tonight Swamiji will conduct a class on concentration and meditation. And now, Pujya Atman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Brahmanandam Param Sukadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim द्वन्द्वातीतं गगनसदृशं तत्त्वमस्यादि लक्ष्यं एकं नित्यं विमलमचलं सर्वधी साक्षिभूतं भावातीतं त्रिगुणरहितं सद्गुरुं तं नमामि ओम एडोरेशन्स टू सद्गुरु हु इज ब्रह्मन द गिवर ऑफ सुप्रीम ब्लिस एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ प्योर कॉन्शियसनेस वन विदाउट अ सेकंड Vast as the ether, infinite, eternal, beyond the three gunas and their modifications, the supreme preceptor. We begin with concentration. They are sacred structures. And then there's behind all that is the Himalayan mountains. Millions and millions of pilgrims pass through these areas towards the northern portion called Badri Kedar, the most sacred shrines in India. But as they pass through this area and as they abide in this area, they devote themselves to meditation, japa, mantras. The daily sound of mantras resound. The whole area is charged with spiritual vibrations. Now, keeping your eyes closed, imagine you have sent yourself to that pilgrimage center. It is important to understand that bodily you do not have to go everywhere. If mind is sensitive, you can experience as if you have gone to the pilgrimage center or any place in the world. But here imagine you are by the pilgrimage center, by the Ganges, listening to the sound of the Ganges. The sound itself is considered and viewed sacred because it's constantly chanting Om, Om. And Ganges water is extremely cold. The ice of the Himalayas melt. And at this stage, they remain very refrigerated cold. However, it's very refreshing. So imagine that not only you are enjoying the mantric vibrations, but you are also being touched by the cool water carrying Ganges spray, and all this gives you a mystic environment of grace. Next, open your eyes. Here is a figurative picture of grace. This is a forest and the trees are enjoying cascading light descending from the sun. An allegorical setting. If your mind were to enter into deep samadhi, all the thoughts of your mind, they will stand still like those trees, and you will have a shower of divine grace. Closing your eyes, try to enjoy being in that forest, attuned to the trees, and along with the trees, enjoying the shower of grace. Next, open your eyes. This mountain stream flows on, and this whole setting is a picturesque setting of the mountain with snow, green trees, and the stream flowing on, bouncing through these rocks. An allegorical setting of your own personality. Every individual has all these aspects. The wisdom aspect within you is the mountains. Devotional aspect in you, like the green trees. And life flows on like the stream. The goal is to attain God realization. For the stream, the goal is the ocean. Keeping that in view, close your eyes and relax and enjoy. Next, open your eyes, looking at sunset across the ocean, creating a special eyes. Imagine you are seated by the ocean during a full moon night. Try practicing attunement with the ocean. First, watch how the surf comes up towards you. And imagine that ocean is chanting Om. A chorus of Om comes as the surf is coming up towards you. You are bathed by the chorus of Om. You become enfolded. And then the chorus recedes. While you breathe in, the chorus of Om is coming up towards you with the surf. As you begin to breathe out, the chorus recedes. Forget yourself of having body. You are bodiless. And therefore, you feel as the chorus moves away, feel that you are entering into the ocean, communing with the ocean. And deliberately practice deep breathing. While you are breathing deeply, breathing in, watch the chorus coming up towards you. As you begin to breathe out, watch the chorus of Om, the surf, receding. Allow a sense of swing to enter into your heart. Now imagine you have turned yourself into a swan and you fly. Up in the sky there is full moon. God expressing himself in the form of a full moon. And you as a swan, enchanted by the glory of God, you fly higher and higher, pass through silvery clouds, until you emerge in the vastness of the blue sky. You enjoy shower of grace emanating from the sun, emanating from God. And enjoy that shower in three stages. Shower for the body, shower for the mind, and for the heart. First, shower for the physical body. be exceedingly relaxed. Look at your body in an objective way, from the toes to the head, and invoke a shower of grace to enter your body, inundating your body from the toes to the head. Grace with the healing touch. Whatsoever problem the body may have, may that problem be healed. Because the body is the temple of God. Next type of shower is for your mind. Imagine your mind is like a lake in the mountains, and divine grace is sending out a gentle shower, a nectarine shower upon your mind. Enjoy that allegorical setting. The lake is thrilled as a shower descends upon it. Imagine your mind is thrilled all over. Enjoying this shower, you are bringing about a tremendous healing process for the mind. The old memories that go on tormenting the mind, the negative memories, they are being removed, healed. Your mind is being recharged. And a golden future awaits you. Rid of the past negativity. Enjoying the shower in the present and preparing for a golden future. With that type of vision, enjoy the shower of grace. That enjoyment is for your mind. And shower of grace for your heart. Imagine a profound feeling of divine love is entering your heart. You are being enfolded by divine love. Having enjoyed these triple showers, imagine you are moving, flying towards the moon. You are swan, and as a swan you are being drawn to the golden moon. The mystical setting, you are the soul being drawn to God. But if you follow the picture, it's easier and more poetic. Having become blended with God, you are sending out goodwill for all. Your heart has expanded. Your prayer is universal. And let me give you from the Vedic source. Sarve bhavantu sukhina. May all be happy. Your heart should feel that you are actually showering grace along with the rays of the moon for all creation. And try to indulge in that type of sentiment. Sarve bhavantu sukhina. Sarve santu niramaya. May all be free of diseases and troubles. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. May all see what is good. This is the highlight of the prayer. May everyone gain deep understanding. Understanding that you are a ray of God. God and you are blended together. At the deepest level, there is absolute unity, non-duality. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. May sufferings terminate for every soul. All this has prepared you for deeper and deeper and profounder meditation. All this is meditation. Meditation is allowing your mind to explore the mystic depths of your consciousness. Now in this stage, all the exercise has given you certain degree of relaxation. Now try to understand, who am I? The mind that has been calm and relaxed, place this question before that mind. Let that mind resolve. And follow a mantra, a formula. Nothing exists, nothing belongs to me. I'm neither mind nor body, immortal self am I. Try to go deep into it. Nothing exists. All things around you, they are shifting, transient. They don't belong to anyone. Nothing belongs to me. The real I am is not the body, not the mind, not intellect or ego. The real I am is eternal, immortal. Try to shift your attention from ego I am. When ego becomes your I am, there is lots of trouble. You are filled with misery, past, present and future, a world of turmoil. But when you go beyond your ego, there is absolute calm. You have a little of this experience when you go to sleep. During sleep, you move away from your ego, from your intellect. And the moment you move away, time stops. All the misery calms down. And a unique type of refreshing sense enters your consciousness. Imagine the same happening to you as you meditate upon, who am I? Now practice special mystic affirmation. I am Satchidananda. I am Sat, which means pure existence. Chit, absolute consciousness. Ananda, absolute joy. I'm Satchit Ananda. Follow the sequence. First, existence. I'm absolute existence. It should send out to your mind a unique type of thrill. Because nothing is so devastating for the mind that a constant thought of transience, constant thought of death, and try to make it firm within yourself that you are not the body, you are not the senses, mind, intellect, ego. You are absolute existence, Sat. You are tortured by dream, but when you wake up, nothing of the dream exists. In the same way, it is like an awakening. You wake up to discover that you are absolute existence. Try to bring a sense of fearlessness and make it your target to infuse your mind with bravery, strength, fearlessness. The next affirmation, I am pure consciousness. first figure out what we mean by consciousness. Consciousness is your awareness. But awareness at its deepest level within you is beyond your senses, mind, intellect, and ego. Just like, think of the sun as symbolic of awareness. The deepest source of that awareness is the sun shining in the sky. But from that sun emanates illuminations in different levels. From your consciousness emanates illuminations, awareness, awareness of your thoughts, awareness of your sentiments, awareness of your physical experiences. All these types of awareness are refractions. Real awareness is always there at the depth of your heart. And that's you. You are like the sun, the absolute consciousness. And therefore your absolute joy, ananda. I am Satchidananda, I am existence, consciousness and bliss. Even to say these words and allow it to ring in your mind, that plays a great part in your spiritual advancement. Now follow simple meditation. That's every one of you must practice day by day. Direct your attention to the heart center. Imagine your heart has turned into a beautiful lotus with rosy petals. The feelings of your heart, they are the petals. At the center of the lotus, there is a special mystic seat, radiating golden aura. And enfolded by that aura, there is your deity. That Rama, Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, according to your own religious orientation, feel God's presence enfolded by the lotus of your heart. And mentally recite the mantra. Ram, Ram, Krishna, Krishna, Jesus, Jesus, whomsoever, or just Om, Om. Feel that you are enfolded by divine love. soft chanting of Om, according to Om Pranayam method. You breathe in and chant resonating Om. Feel that the spine is getting resonated as Om chant flows. No. Deep breathing. No. Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om, Om Shri Hanumate Namah, Om Shri Hanumate Namah, Om Shri Hanumate Namah, Om. Prayer for health, long life, peace, prosperity and enlightenment for all of you, and prayer for peace and harmony in the world. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukum Vabandhana Mrityor Mukshyama Mritar Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavat Sarvesham Shantir Bhavat Sarvesham Purnam Bhavat Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavat Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramaya Sarve Badrani Pashyantu Ma kashchid dukhbhag bhavet asato ma sadgamaya tamso ma jyotirgamaya mrityor ma mritam gamaya om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate om shanti shanti shanti. Om Hari Om.